January 22. Scripture reading, Genesis 5, 21 to 24. He walked with God. Enoch lived 65 years and begat Methuselah, and Enoch walked with God after he begat Methuselah 300 years. Genesis 5, 21 and 22. Of Enoch it is written that he lived 65 years and begat a son. During these earlier years, Enoch had loved and feared God and had kept his commandments, but after the birth of his first son, Enoch reached a higher experience. He was drawn into a closer relationship with God. He realized more fully his own obligations and responsibility as a son of God. And as he saw the child's love for its father, its simple trust in his protection, as he felt the deep yearning tenderness of his own heart for that firstborn son, he learned a precious lesson of the wonderful love of God to men and the gift of his son, and the confidence which the children of God may repose in their heavenly Father. The infinite, unfathomable love of God through Christ became the subject of his meditation day and night, and with all the fervor of his soul he sought to reveal that love to the people among whom he dwelt. Enoch's walk with God was not in a trance or a vision, but in all the duties of his daily life. He did not become a hermit, shutting himself entirely from the world, for he had a work to do for God in the world, in the family, and in his intercourse with men. As husband and father, a friend, a citizen, he was a steadfast, unwavering servant of the Lord. And this holy walk was continued for 300 years. There are few Christians who would not be far more earnest and devoted if they knew they had but a short time to live, or that the coming of Christ was about to take place. But Enoch's faith waxed the stronger, his love more ardent with the lapse of centuries. Enoch was of one mind with God. If we are of one mind with God, our will be swallowed up in God's will, and we shall follow wherever God leads the way. As a loving child places his hand in that of his father and walks with him in perfect trust, whether it is dark or bright, so the sons and daughters of God are to walk with Jesus through joy or sorrow.